Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chin.
Hey there, race fans, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chin, and let's get this show started. Tonight, I'll be speaking with Danny Chrysanthis, who is a part of the Adaptive Driving Experience. We will get into all of that with Danny about what the Adaptive Driving Experience is and what they do in just a few minutes. But first, I hope you guys all had a great week since our last show. My week was kind of uneventful, you know, relatively speaking, because I was at the office trying to find more funds to go racing, and honestly, that can be a little bit boring and somewhat discouraging, you know, when you get turned down, but it wasn't so bad because we did get a deal with the Ramada Inn for Indy next weekend, and the owner on the phone, well, he was a trip. He said his name was Johnny B. Good, and he's a big fan of racing and knows who Brian is, and he likes him. So we're going to have the Ramada Inn on our car next week when we race at Lucas Oil Raceway Park. I guess the power of radio worked because I have a couple of people who have connected with me after hearing my bit on previous shows about getting their feet wet in the sport, you know, by helping us with the never-ending search for fun. So that's a great, you know, help to have. We're actually waiting to finalize a deal for our primary sponsor, and we're hoping to be able to announce that real soon if it all goes through. But with that said, you know, there's still space available to get on our number 29 Ford Fusion, so if you'd like more information about that, you can connect with me, and we'll get that all set up. And, you know, fans asked for it, so, you know, we brought it back, which is our Brian Keselowski Motorsports, our fan name program. We brought that back, and now for only $30, you can place your name or your company's name or your friend's name or, you know, whatever name you'd like, you know, on our car for $30 and join us, you know, for the race. The deadline for that is Monday, July 20th at noon sharp, and for this program here, we're only taking the PayPal for payments. It's just not enough time to kind of have people mailing checks and money orders. It's only through PayPal this time using the infieldgen.com infieldgen@gmail.com email address for PayPal. So far, we have two names confirmed, and it would be nice to get a few more, so check it out. And it's a great way for you to get involved with our team and have your name on Brian's 2015 debut back in the driver's seat. All right, so today on social media, I asked what race fans thought about the actual racing this past weekend at Kentucky Speedway. And personally, I thought it was good. You know, there were a lot of passing and moves being made. And it was exciting, you know, to me as a spectator. Also, I had a good number of people in my Infield Chin social sofa chat room on my RaceFansRock.com social community. So that made it a lot more fun, you know, watching the race on TV while talking about it lap by lap with fans, you know, all across the country and in real time. I got to tell you, I love that chat room. Anyway, I'm going to go look on my Facebook page right now and see what some people had to say about the racing down in Kentucky. Let's see. Where is it? Come on. Anyone else a little aggravated with Facebook by all the changes that they constantly make? I mean, come on. Where is it? There it is. All right. And that's my Infield Chin page, so of course. Well, now the computer's being stupid. Great. But we'll get back to that. But I know that a couple of people said that they really enjoyed the racing this past weekend. And what were some of the other ones that they liked? Well, the computer's not being cooperative with me. That's typical. Anyway, well, for those of you that did post, you know, thank you for posting. And I did read most of the comments that were up there. So I'll try to get back to it in a little while. Maybe that page will finally load up. But, you know, I guess no matter what you think of the racing that went on at Kentucky, I know that there are three guys who definitely loved it. And that would be Matt Crafton, who won the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series UNOH 225. Brad Keselowski, who took home the checkered flag for the NASCAR Xfinity Series Kentucky 300, and of course Kyle Busch, who took the win in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Quaker State 400. Now I want to touch on the whole topic of Ben Kennedy's crash Thursday night. I mean, wow, that was another hair-raising wreck. I mean, my God, it destroyed that catch man, and his truck was demolished. But, you know, he popped out of that wreck just fine, and thankfully he walked away relatively unharmed. I'm sure he was really sore the next day, but, you know, that's okay. At least he's still with us, and he had to drive another race. Those kinds of crashes are really, really scary for everyone involved. But as a spectator watching at home, you know, not knowing if you just saw someone pass away on live TV, you know, that's kind of scary. But, you know, thankfully he was just fine, and it goes to show exactly how far NASCAR racing has come, you know, with their technology of keeping the drivers safe and inside those cars and trucks. And great job to the workers at Kentucky Speedway for repairing that fence so quickly and perfectly. I mean, not only was it repaired in time for the Xfinity race the next day, but you couldn't even tell it was demolished the night before. So good work, sure. Kudos. Well, this coming week, the guys and girls are headed to New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and we'll get into that a little later on the show as well. And also be talking to you about what's been grinding my gears, okay? So stay tuned for all of that. But right now, I want to welcome my guest, Danny Krasampis, to the show. He's a part of the wonderful program called the Adaptive Driving Experience, and he's on the line right now to tell us all about it. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Jen.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing awesome.
Awesome. Great. Well, Danny, I'd like to start out first by having you tell us, you know, where you're from and how you got started in, you know, in the racing business.
I live in New Hampshire, and I got involved with an organization almost 5 years ago known as Accessible Racing at the time. And I absolutely fell in love with the concept of having a race car that was built for anyone with a disability that could not participate in the other driving experiences like the Richard Petty or the NASCAR driving experiences. Our car actually has a door in it, and the seat swivels 90 degrees, and it allows someone in a wheelchair to get in there. We can adapt the car very quickly for a number of disabilities. And I fell in love with the idea of that, and I love racing. I've just been a big fan for many years. This brought me closer to racing, and it feels really good to help people. So I got involved with the organization. I did several events with them, and some changes happened within the organization, and it was an opportunity for me to step in as director. And one of the changes we made was we changed the name to Adaptive Driving Experience. It kind of made more sense. It took the guesswork out of what it is that we actually do.
Right.
And along with a new name, we decided that having a new car was also very important.
Cool.
So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so that's how you got involved with them.
That's it. It was just a kind of a chance run-in. I just happened to run in one of the original founders, and we hit it off, and I knew from that point on that this was something that I wanted to be involved with for a very long period of time, and now I have an opportunity to grow it and hopefully grow it into a national program. It absolutely deserves the that level of existence, and we need to get it out there and get as many of our you know, it's not just our disabled veterans, anyone with a disability who needs to get out and enjoy the benefits of an adaptive sporting program or an adaptive event.
Right. Okay, so now what tracks have you done this at so far?
This car has been it's been to Atlanta. It's been Rockingham Speedway, Wall Stadium in New Jersey. It's been to Texas Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
It's done some smaller track stuff. That's actually where you have the most fun is on the smaller track with
gotcha.
A little bit of banking.
So, what kind of cars do you actually have to do this in?
Okay, right now the existing car that we started this program with is something it's dated and it needs to be replaced, which is why about a month ago we came down to a race shop in Mooresville, that you know very well, Ryan Kozlowski's shop. And he built us a beautiful Gen 6 Toyota Camry. And we picked that up. It's a rolling chassis. It's got Sprint Cup parts on it. What it does not have is a motor and a transmission. And so that's what we are currently in the process of building. So this is going to be a car that will be state-of-the-art as far as the adaptive controls and the ability to function. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful, and it'll be a current model to what you see on the track on Sundays.
Right. So what are some of the things that you're going to have to do to the physical car to make it accessible for the veterans to get, though, the disabled to get in and out?
What we do is the president of our organization has a company that's been in business for over 60 years building vehicles and patenting and innovating products in that industry. And what he'll do is they'll put a door in the car. It's a tubular door that's, it's got pins, so it'll be safe. The door skin will come on and off. That'll get the driver in and out. The seat will pivot 90 degrees. And once the driver's in place, we have push-pull, handbrake, gas brake. We have different innovations that allow anybody. We've done events with amputees. It's the concept is so that, most people drive a car with their disability. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that they're comfortable getting behind the wheel and driving the car like they would their car at home.
They'll be able to actually drive the car as well instead of just being a ride-along passenger. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. The beauty of this car is that we have another set of controls on the right side of the car. There's another steering wheel and a gas and brake. On the right side of the car, we've got a racing seat there, and we've got a professional race car driver who sits there, and he's able to maintain control of the car. When the guest driver gets into the car, we get them strapped in, and they're ready, they're fired up, and they get out on the racetrack, our driver will actually take the car out onto the track. And when the guest driver is ready to take over, he gets to start driving. And, if he got into trouble, our driver would be able to take over. When he's had enough and his arms are tired, our driver will do hot laps. So our guest drivers get to do a true, a ride and drive. There's nobody else that does that. You're either riding or you're driving. In this case, you get to do both at the same time.
Now, when people want to sign up for this, is there any kind of like qualification process that they have to go through to sign up for the experience?
We don't really have anything. We'll still probably tweak some of the details as we move forward with the new program and the new car. There really aren't any qualifications other than, you do have to have enough upper body strength to steer the car. But for the most part, we can accommodate just about anybody in the car. I would say we may have an age, once I start ironing out the details with a new insurance policy, they might tell us, you got to be 18 or over. But as far as qualifications, no. As far as how they would sign up and get involved in it.
How would they do that?
There is going to be many, many ways. When we first start out, some of the ways that we make our program work is by through marketing opportunities, just like with any NASCAR team. We will try to hit up any company that wants to be, they want to be on the hood, they want to be on the side of the car. We can certainly trade off that sort of advertising and promotion for events. So if we have an entire event sponsored, we can reach out to Wounded Warrior groups or any particular group where we can get drivers that want to come out and drive. We'll also have fundraising opportunities for anybody that they can pass along through their friends and circle of friends and family, where they can raise money for their opportunity to come out and drive the car. And even though we're New England based, we're going to make it a point to try to hit the East Coast in our first year as much as possible. And as far as branching out into other organizations, we're going to certainly do our best to make ourselves available to as many people as we can. Exactly, right. Who that's going to be, you know, we certainly don't know that yet.
Gotcha. So now how can the disabled veterans and other disabled folks, how would they be able to sign up to get the experience, just to come down and be able to get in that car and do it? What would they have to do to sign up for it?
You know, right now we don't have anything set in place to actually sign up, but certainly the best way is to keep in touch with us.
Okay.
They can go onto the Facebook page, which is, you know, on Facebook, it's Adaptive Driving Experience. They can go on to the website, which is also adaptivedrivingexperience.org.
Okay.
And they can like the page and get the you know, all of the posts. And another way, too, is if they're really serious about, you know, getting on a list, message.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place on the website where they can do the messaging. I will absolutely be starting some sort of a log where we'll, you know, once we get this car built and we have an event planned, we're going to be looking for drivers. So absolutely reach out to us and do that. Another way that somebody can do that is what we're looking to do is, you know, because we're, you know, we have the rolling chassis and we still have so much more work to do, and our goal is to have everything buttoned up by the end of the year and have an absolutely beautiful race car to display.
Gotcha.
Our
so now
goal
you only
is
have...
PRI, but...
Okay. How many cars do you have in the fleet as of now? I know you got the one from drawing, but is there anything else that you have ready to go?
Nope, that's it. This is going to be our first car with the new program. So right now we have no events going on, which is why we aren't taking any names as of right now. We're starting from scratch with this new organization. The old car, you know, one of the issues that we had with the old car is it was a Gen 4 chassis. It was an old Joe Gibbs chassis, and leg room, you know, the dimensions of the chassis were a little difficult to work with, and that's why I had my sights set on a COT chassis, which proved to be very difficult to get. And I was lucky enough to run into Brad Kozlowski out at PRI at Indianapolis here this past December, and we talked about chassis dimensions, and that's when he turned me on to his brother Brian and said Brian had the chassis that he ran the Daytona 500 with a couple years ago, and he was willing to part with it. So he built this car for us, as you know, and I know there was a tear in your eyes when we drove off of it, but it certainly went to a good cause. And
cool. Well, you know, we definitely want to see it when it's all ready to go, and you know, we'll definitely help you promote that. That's for sure.
You absolutely will.
Great. And so now the schedule for the remainder of the year is just to kind of build this car up and get it ready to go for next year. So next year, what tracks are you actually planning? How many tracks are you planning to hit? Is it going to be like a full program, or what's it going to be like?
You know, I have offers to go to different tracks, and you know, I think that when we get to the beginning of the year, we'll probably reach out to tracks, and I think it's all going to come down to scheduling around their schedule. So as far as a specific schedule, I certainly don't have one yet. But it's, like I said, it's you know, you'd love to just be there on a Saturday and Sunday when you can get people when they're not working. But unfortunately, you know, the tracks would like you there on Wednesday or Thursday, not interfering with their race schedule. So, you know, we're going to just try to put together a schedule and work with as many tracks as we can. And we've got some offers, you know, either in the Northeast or as far as Rockingham.
Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, Rockingham, that's a great track. Now you've had a car out there on the track previously, and you've done this with with this organization when it was under the other name. What was your most memorable moment with a disabled veteran or person since you started working with them?
I would have to say the event we did for the New York University Medical Center had a doctor that wanted to do a study on the effects of an adaptive motorsports program because it had never really been done before. And he has a group of, they're actually a support group of amputees. They had eight individuals that came out from your area, from in the New York area. And these folks had done many events together over several years. The camaraderie was amazing, and they were cheering each other on. They razzed each other. It was really one of the best times I've ever had. And one of the great things to come out of that event was we had two young ladies who were afraid to drive. They had no desire to go and get a license because they were very afraid. And we had another program set up just outside the track where they got to drive a car, and then we took them down to the infield in a golf cart, and they got behind the wheel of our race car. And this was really their first time driving a car. And they could not wait to go and get a license and do this. And they really became the true success stories of that particular event. And the doctor, Jeffrey Heckman, went on to write I guess you'd say it would be a glowing report, but it was the results of his study were very, very positive on what we were doing. And they documented this whole event. It really was a great experience from start to finish. I was very
cool.
Glad we got to do that. Yep.
Very cool. So, Danny, tell us once again, how can people connect with the Adaptive Driving Experience online and socially?
Well, certainly do the Facebook page. Like it, check it out. Look for our posts, and as things progress, we will post more stuff. And check the website. And the website, I am not really a webmaster, so I try to update things as much as I can and make it look good and put as much information on there as I can. All of the contact information is in there. It's not difficult to get a hold of me.
And what's that website again?
The website is www.adaptivedrivingexperience.org.
Okay.
And they can go to the Facebook page, which is also Adaptive Driving Experience. If they want to help us out as well, there is another way that they can get to drive the car. What I'm hoping to see happen is more people that want to be a part of the program and get involved. And we have opportunities for anybody who's got the passion and drive to go out and do a fundraiser. I can set them up with their own fundraiser to help us raise money for the motor, the transmission, or any of the adaptive controls that need to be done. And they can come out and participate in one of our events and drive the race car and be a part of our program. We'd love to have them on board. And if anybody wants to help out and just donate whatever they can, we have a crowdfunding site on crowdrise.com, and that's slash help us build the race car.
They can Google that,
and it'll take them.
What's the actual amount that you need to raise in order to get this car on track?
I should know this right off the top of my head. The rolling chassis fundraiser that's still set up is in the amount of $15,000.
Okay.
The crate motor site that we have set up is at $5,000, and I don't have anything set up beyond that. Essentially, we borrowed money to get as far as we got, so we have to still try to get caught up on that. But looking forward, we'll set up more fundraisers when we get to them. But if somebody wanted to take one on their own because they've got some influence or they've got some great fundraising abilities, we'd certainly love to have somebody help us out and be a part of the organization and come out and join in the excitement and drive the car and help us get this thing going. There's no question in my mind that we will be successful, but we are just, we've just rebuilt ourselves and we're just getting started once again. And that's it. We just got to build a little momentum here.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to post the links to the Adaptive Driving Experience on my social pages after the show, and kind of help send people your way. If you'd like, you could send me a write-up on it, and I could post that up on my website, infieldgen.com, too. Now, I had seen that you signed up for my RaceFansRock.com community, and, I want to thank you for that. Have you had a chance to really check that out and maybe even put an Adaptive Driving Experience page on there? And what do you think of the site?
I don't think I realized. I think the site's a great idea. I love the concept of it, bringing everybody together. I love the idea of of you being able to have guest drivers on there to interact with fans. I know that a lot of fans don't get an opportunity to get out and actually speak to or meet their race car drivers, and I love how you have, of course, this is how your reputation was built, though, getting out and interacting with drivers on behalf of the fans. So bringing everybody together in one site, I think, is a great idea.
Thank you.
And I'm certainly glad to see it. I don't think I realized I could post anything on there besides, you know, I'll be honest with you, when I'm a project manager, I don't, when I work on the road and I have my company computer, it doesn't allow me to go to certain sites, so I don't get a whole lot of time to do that, but I'm going to look into doing that because I think that's a great way. I've had a lot of people, they have, I don't know if you call it friend requested, from your site. So,
good deal. Cool. We'll definitely put an adaptive driving experience up there. You can create a group and kind of post some of the interactive pictures that you have. So it kind of, it'll go to everybody's page as well. So, check that out and, use it to your advantage. However, if it can help you, take full advantage of it. And like I said, I'll post up the adaptive driving experience on, the rest of my social pages after the show and then, continue to send people your way and, do everything I can to help you out.
Thank you.
You're headed out to New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend. Are some of your plans? What are some of your plans for that as far as promoting the adaptive driving experience?
I go out there. I shake a lot of hands. I wear the shirt. And, people are starting to recognize us now. And I actually put together, I have a spreadsheet on my computer right now that I made last night. It's got all the names and necessary information that I need to remember who it is that I'm looking for. But I basically go out there and I target people that I think that can help us.
Cool.
They can either tell me to go away or they can take my card and whatever. It's all you can do is try to get the word out there. And so many people that we talk to, we get lucky and somebody, but if you don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly. And all they could do is say
either way.
So, I don't see you having a problem with that. Yeah, absolutely. Good to have a good time. Bring a lot of business cards because I don't think anybody's going to turn you away when they find out what you're doing. So just keep at it and, you'll get there. We'll have a great time this weekend. And, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. And, when you got everything ready and set up and on track, let me know. You come back on the show and we'll continue the conversation.
Thank you, Jen. I look forward to talking to you again. And thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Good deal. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
So there you go. Head on over, everyone, and check out the adaptive driving experience. And if you know of a disabled veteran who would, like to have the time of their life and then go really fast in a real race car, then sign them up and have a blast. All right, my dedicated fan in the stands reporter this past weekend was Melissa Collins, who is a friend to our team and has been on the show before. She sent me pictures of race fans hanging out in the infield and showing me what they're doing to beat the rain and wait it out. Her pictures were really cool, and it looked like they were having a lot of fun, despite the rain. And they're all posted on my website, infogen.com, under the Fan Central section, so you can check them out too. And if you'd like to be one of my future dedicated Fan in the Stands reporters at an upcoming NASCAR race this year, connect with me and tell me which race you're planning on going to and give me reasons on why I should pick you, and just maybe I will. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes and I'll send you to the track on a mission. You're going to be my eyes and ears all weekend long. You'll be helping me and a lot of other race fans stay updated while you have the best time you've ever had at the racetrack. I promise you that. So let me give a shout-out to my sponsor, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company, and they're designed to help individuals and businesses manage their finances to help them not only grow their businesses but improve their quality of life as well. They've been a huge supporter of this Race Fans Rock radio show, InfieldGen.com, and a strong supporter of Brian Keselowski Motorsports, and a big supporter of RaceFansRock.com. A social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, have helped thousands of their clients achieve the lifestyle that they've always wanted, and they've provided them with the peace of mind, with the kind of financial stability that they were looking for. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, will help you live the good life, too. So for more information and to schedule your consultation, visit www.highlandwealthny.com today. That's highlandwealthny.com. And if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, or any of the surrounding areas, and your house is a pigsty, don't worry. Just call Tate's Cleaning Services, and they will get your home or office back in tip-top shape and smelling great in no time at all. There's absolutely no job that they can't handle. It's not too big, too small, or too gross. Trust me. They help me out all the time, and with three basset hounds, things get pretty dirty, stinky, hairy. Hair gets everywhere. It's gross. But, you know, I love my dogs, and I got to figure out a way to help to keep them clean, and Tate's Cleaning Service does it for me. So Tate's Cleaning Services is a fully licensed and insured cleaning company where they clean residential homes and commercial buildings and offices. You can find them on Facebook at / Tate's Cleaning Services. That's T-A-T-E-S, Cleaning Services, or you can email them at northcarolinamaid@gmail.com. And you can also give them a call at 763-269-1919. And make sure you tell them Infield Gen sent you, you'll get a discount. They're the best, and you will not be disappointed with their results. All right, so I've been talking about this all day. I'm going to go over about what's been grinding my gears, okay? First off, I love the phrase. First time I heard it was on Family Guy, and I use the phrase all the time. So why not incorporate it into my show, right? Since there is some stuff that has been really bugging me. Now, you know I don't go around talking crap about people, so I'm not going to name names because this involves a group of people. And I'm talking about some. Not all, but some of the girlfriends of drivers in all the series that come to the racetrack. This is just a generalization. Now, I'm not alone when I say, what the hell are you wearing? I mean, really, where do you think you're at? I look around, and I see that I'm at a racetrack, not at a fashion show. Pit Road is not the freaking red carpet, ladies. It looks like they're having a fashion show that no one else knows about, and I don't get it. I mean, okay, I could see Samantha Bush wearing those kind of get-ups, and it's okay for her because that's what she does. That's who she is, you know? These other girlfriends, no. No, you can't get away with stuff like that. I mean, it looks silly. And now, speaking as a girlfriend of a driver, whether it's, you know, whether Brian's, you know, part-time driver in the series, or even if he was a full-time driver, as his girlfriend, I should be showing my support of him, his team, and his sponsors as a sign of respect and love for him and his lifestyle, right? Not walking around in, you know, what, Versace, because, you know, Versace isn't putting a dime into my lifestyle or the race team. And, I mean, I even asked Brian, I said, you know, do you want me to walk around and looking like these chicks, so that like these other ones? And he says, hell no. They look ridiculous. And I was like, thank you very much. That's what I wanted to hear, because I wouldn't have done it anyway. But I was really glad to hear him say that. But it's true. They really look, you know, they look ridiculous. So, I don't know, you know, get a team shirt and you know, show support and look like you belong, not sticking out like a sore thumb. It just looks crazy. Okay, there you go. That's what's been grinding my gears this week and for a few weeks now. So I said what I had to say, and I'm moving on. All right, let's talk a little about RaceFansRock.com, my social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. This is my baby. And that everyone that's invited to this, it means you. You are invited to join RaceFansRock.com. It's designed for race fans, drivers, teams, members of NASCAR, ARCA, and media members to come together and interact. So don't wait any longer and just join for free today. I mean, it's free. My web designer, David Allen, helped me get this website, which was in my head initially, and get it out of my head, and he put it on the internet. So now that it's up and running, we're adding new features and functionalities all the time. We're going to make it the hottest social site for racing online. So, you know, to keep it simple, user-friendly, and familiar, we've combined the best features of popular social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and we swished it all together. We post cool and informative information on there every week and give away prizes for certain kinds of interactions that we have, you know, and we got a lot more to come. We made it really easy to stay connected with Facebook and Twitter integrations. You can post directly to Facebook and Twitter when you post to RaceFansRock.com. It's a nice feature. It's really, really nice. Plus, we took it one step further with the complete Twitter integration. So when you connect your Twitter account to RaceFansRock, you will see your entire Twitter feed on RaceFansRock.com. And you can tweet, favorite, quote, retweet, and you can do it all from RaceFansRock.com, and it all gets posted right, to Twitter. So we're currently over 130 members now. I mean, that's a big jump from last week. But, yeah, we are 230-something members strong as of today, and it's growing. It's really growing. It's cool to watch the numbers just climb. I want to welcome our newest members who just signed up today, Steve Humphrey, Teresa Robinson, Morgan Camplin, and Karen Schneider. Thank you guys very much for joining. I know you'll enjoy RaceFansRock.com. So this version of the site launched April 6th this year, and checked out the stats just before the show, like I do every single week, and there are well over 139,000 page views and interactions since April 6th. How cool is that? Come to RaceFansRock.com. They stay on the site, and that's really, really cool. And they stay there for a long time, and they check everything out. It's really cool. And, you know, this is exactly what I wanted RaceFansRock.com to be about. You know, it's a site that race fans is going to love to spend their time at, as well as being a huge benefit to the racing community that, you know, includes the drivers and teams and sanctioning bodies and, of course, the media. So some new features that we implemented this week was the ability to now post pictures in the comments, tagging members in posts and comments and editing comments and things like that. You know, so some of the stuff is behind the scenes that we've done, but you know, the next cool feature that we're adding this week, it's a Race Fan of the Week photo album, and that will be featured site-wide so you can get to know that member and connect with them on RaceFansRock.com. And, you know, it's really cool that we're going to be able to post multiple pictures and posts and statuses and stuff like that. So, you know, we're continuously growing it. My favorite feature on RaceFansRock.com is the live chat rooms, and I have them set up for every single driver in the top three series and then some. And I love my Infield Gen Social Sofa chat room. Now, I use it when the races are going on, and I'm in front of my TV watching it at home like others. This past weekend, I had about 10 to 12, you know, people join me in the NASCAR, in the chat room for the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Kentucky. And the conversation was just fun, you know. We talked about the races, and immediately when things happened on the track, we were talking about it in the chat, you know. And then, you know, when the race was having their times of, like, kind of, like, non-eventful long green flag runs, you know, we got a little off topic, and we spoke, you know, about where everyone's from and what they do, and, you know, it was just a good, fun conversation. So, you know, I guess I'm trying to get away from posting the lap-by-lap race results on updates on Facebook, you know. And Saturday night, I was able to do that. So I posted on Facebook that, you know, fans can come and join me on there, you know, and they did. So that's what I'm going to do for every race from now on. It was a lot of fun. When you join any of the other driver chat rooms, you can instantly connect with other fans that like the same drivers as you do, and you never know when that driver is going to actually be able to pop in there and chat with you live. You know, you can do it whenever he or she can do it whenever they want once they join up. So if you haven't joined it already, go ahead and do it now. It's easy and it's free, and you're going to enjoy it. RaceFansRock.com. All right, moving on. So I got a busy week coming up. Actually, I have a busy 3 weeks coming up. I'm headed out of town tomorrow for Iowa Speedway, and guess what? That is one of the tracks on my short list that I have never been to yet, so I'll get to cross that one off the list, and I'm glad about that. We're driving, which sucks, but it's going to take us about 2 days to get there. So we leave tomorrow, drive for about 5 or so hours, and get a room and finish driving Iowa the next day on Thursday. We're going there with Matt Kurgiesi, who will be driving his number 54 Costi's Energy Chevrolet in the This Is My Speedway 150 with the ARCA Racing Series. Now, Brian Keselowski will be Matt's crew chief once again, and I'll be doing my job at the track for, you know, PR, team operations, making sure everybody has what they need, when they need it, and, you know, pit support. Yeah, that's right, pit support. I am not going over the wall anymore. Nope, I've made the decision. After what happened at Chicagoland Speedway and my damn catch can getting stuck, I have hung up the can. If I had known that catch can could have gotten stuck in the first place, I probably would have never, ever went over the wall, really. I mean, the last thing I want is to be the cause of somebody's really bad day. Now, I can't thank my front tire carrier, Pat Cole, enough. I cannot thank him enough because he's the one that grabbed that catch can as it was passing by him. And for whatever reason, thank God, he got it. He got it out of that car, but I was pulling on that thing like you wouldn't believe, and it wasn't coming out. Pat Cole, my buddy, he's also the front tire carrier on the number 43 Richard Petty Motorsports Cup team. So, He's good. He's good. So yeah, thank God the catch can came out for him. That was great. But yeah, since that last race, you know, Brian switched the gas system around and he put the NASCAR style gas fuel system in the NASCAR. So that eliminated the need for a catch can person anyway. But I will still be involved. Don't worry about that. And you know, instead of I think about it. It's like, man, I would love to go a little, but I'm not going to be the cause of anybody's bad day, you know? So I'll still be involved, but there is no worries of me turning into a supermodel on pit road this weekend. Let me tell you that. I'm going to be doing the sign and guiding Matt into his pit box, and I will be wearing a T-shirt with the logo on it, and it will not be made by Versace. Oh, all right, anyway. As I started talking about in the show a little earlier, Brian Keselowski will be driving in his first ARCA race of the season. He'll be driving his number 29 Ford Fusion for the upcoming Sous Chef PowerPex 200 at Lucas Oil Raceway Park on July 24th, which is not this weekend, it's next weekend. And, you know, a big part of us being able to go to this race was all thanks to all the race fans who signed up to become team sponsors through my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program. Now, Brian's really appreciative to all those fans who signed up as well. You know, we never, ever will lose faith in the power of the race fan. So we're going to do this. You know, we still have space available on the car, and we could use a little more in sponsorship to go to the track and, you know that we can do it to the best of our abilities to ensure a really good finish, which we are totally expecting. Nothing less than the best. We want to see victory lane with this. But the fan name program, it's something that you guys asked for, and we brought it back. So the fan name program is in effect until Monday, July 20th, so you can put your name on a car. The race is going to be televised live on Fox Sports 1, and they usually rerun it, too. I don't have the exact schedule on it yet. So if you've been thinking about getting your feet wet in the motorsports industry, you know, a good way to go about it is to get on board as a sponsor with Brian Keselowski Motorsports, you know. If you wanted to have a decal on the car, we have space for that too. But in addition to just having a decal on a car or a patch on Brian's uniform, you know, we're offering really attractive packages, and it includes representation on both BrianKeselowski.com and my website, InfieldGen.com, as well as extensive social media awareness that includes Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope, that's fun, YouTube, and a ton, whatever other social sites are out there, we're on it. You know, as well as we could even do live commercials right here on the show. We can include some VIP experience passes to the ARCA race and or to a NASCAR Sprint Cup race of our sponsor's choice. And, hey, I'm getting my Infield Gen Race Fans Rock Fire suit any day now, so I'll have some space on there as well. You know, we always and that suit's made by Simpson, not Versace. We always strive to do more for our sponsors and make it a really, really successful partnership. So working with our team, it's a good opportunity for you to get the word out about your business, your product, your brand, you know, and if you want to make an announcement like, you know, happy birthday, happy anniversary, or, you know, will you marry me and use our car and our team as a vessel to do it, you know, let me know and I can make that happen for you. Just connect with me as soon as you can and we'll figure it all out. All inquiries that are sent to me will be answered directly by me. And I can be reached at infieldgen@gmail.com. So we have a lot of programs for fans to get involved, you know, and it helps us raise the funds that we need to go racing. But my Infield Gen fan sponsorship program is what really helped us get Brian back on track this time. And the Infield Gen fan sponsorship program allows us to connect with race fans, perfect, right up my alley, allows them to have the access to the races that they are dying to go to. It gives them the chance to meet all their favorite drivers while they help our team. So I started the program in the beginning of the year, and I got to tell you, it's really, really catching on. I'm literally turning race fans into sponsors every single day. I did two today. It's great. And I can do this for you, too. And I bet you did not know that for as little as $100, you could be considered a team sponsor. Now, based on the different packages I have, our sponsors will receive a VIP pass to a few VIP passes to an NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race of their choice for any of the races remaining in the 2015 season. So for more information, go to infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. That's infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. I got it all written out, and I posted a list of commonly asked questions, so you'll have all the information that you'll need to make a really good decision, which is to do it. Once you do that, just connect with me and tell me when I will be turning you into a team sponsor too. That's infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. So go check it out, and I'm telling you, you never knew how easy it was to become a sponsor. Everybody thinks like, oh my God, I can't do that. It costs so much money. It's $100. You can do this. So I customize packages as well. So if you want to see your logo on a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series car, even if it's not Brian Keselowski's Sprint Cup car on track, I can still make that happen for you too, because I have this thing called connections. Just go check it out, and I will hook you up. All right. So now that NASCAR Sprint Cup, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series teams have returned from Kentucky, the next race on the agenda is New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Now, the Camping World Truck Series, they have the weekend off again, and they'll return to the track next Wednesday night, not this one, not tomorrow, the following week. They'll return to the track next Wednesday night on July 22nd at Tony Stewart's stomping ground, Eldora Speedway. So we'll talk about that race in detail on next week's show, but for now, let's get started on who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this weekend at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Now, for the Xfinity Series, there's 39 cars on the entry list as of right now for Saturday's Lakes Region 200 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. We have Derek White in the number 13. BJ McLeod returns to the number 15. Jeff Green will remain in the number 19 this week. Denny Hamlin will drive the JGR number 20. Dylan Lupton, nice kid. He's going to be back in the number 25, and he's really a nice guy. Matt Wallace will make his debut in the number 26. That's cool. Good luck, Matt. Kyle Busch will be in the number 54, and Ben Rhodes is going to take over the wheel of the Junior Motorsports number 88 for this one. The NASCAR Xfinity Series Lakes Region 200 is set to start on Saturday, July 18th at 4 o'clock p.m. on NBCSN. Now, moving on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, the entry list for the 5-hour Energy 301 at New Hampshire includes 44 teams for 43 spots, which means one team is going to be headed home after qualifying. We have Ryan Blaney, who will be in the Wood Brothers number 21. Now, Ryan would be the one to go home this weekend if qualifying rained out, because they have the least amount of race attempts this year. Now, I'm sure Ryan and his loyal fans will be praying the rain stays away before qualifying. We have Eddie McDonald will be in the number 32 for Go Green Racing. Derek White will be in the number 33 for Circle Sport Racing. Now, announced today, Reed Sorensen will pilot the number 62 this weekend. Reed Sorensen will need to be in the top 36 in speed to make the race, because the 62 team has no provisionals available to them, meaning that they are the lowest in owner's point on the point sheet. Now, Timmy Hill will be the one sitting behind the wheel of the number 98 this weekend, because Josh Wise, who was the driver, he stepped away from the team. Josh made the announcement on Twitter yesterday with two tweets. The first tweet simply said, "I have parted ways with Premium Motorsports. The team and I did not share the same goals moving forward." His very next tweet said, "I wish them the best and look forward to what the future holds." Good luck, Josh. He's proved himself, and he's a very good driver, so I'm sure he'll land something pretty soon. Now, the 5-hour Energy 301 is set to start on Sunday, July 19th at 1:30 in the afternoon on NBCSN. Now, if you're not at the track this weekend and you're not able to catch the action on NBCSN, that's okay. Just grab a seat with me in my very own social sofa chat room on racefansrock.com. Now, I'll be home from Iowa Speedway and back in front of my computer and in front of my TV in the social sofa chat room by the time the green flag drops for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race, so make sure you join me there too. Okay, keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long. Find me on racefansrock.com by simply typing InfieldGen in the search box, and make sure you add me as your friend. And you can have as many friends as you want on that site. I don't discriminate. You can still connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/InfieldGenFanpage and facebook.com/RaceFansRock. Follow me on Twitter at InfieldGen, and I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Pinterest, Periscope, and whatever else is out there, all under InfieldGen. Make sure you visit my website, infieldgen.com, on a daily basis and check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results. That includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every single race in the top three series. Make sure you also check out my new blog post, Cool Fan Stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at each racetrack. I post up different teams' press releases, photos from my dedicated fan and the fans reporter that every weekend, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on infieldgen.com. And then, you know, I have a merchandise tab, so I got some gear. So check it out and pick yourself up some. I would love to walk onto a track and see somebody wearing my T-shirt. I think I would die. So, you know, get a T-shirt and shock me at the track, okay? All right, well, I am out of time for tonight's show. I want to thank Danny Chrysanthis for calling in and telling us all about the adaptive driving experience and what's to come with. I can't wait to see them on track. I want to thank all the race fans who became sponsors and helped us put Ryan Keselowski back on track. And a huge shout out to Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, for their continued support. I want to thank Tate's Cleaning Services for helping me keep a clean home every week. And to each and every one of you guys who tuned in. I hope you guys all enjoy this weekend's races at Iowa with the ARCA Series and New Hampshire Motor Speedway with the NASCAR Series, multiple series. Okay, I'll be taking your requests for pictures and information from any of your favorite ARCA teams and drivers at Iowa Speedway for this weekend. So if you have them, post them, send them to me, and I'll get it done for you. And if you're going to be at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, feel free to send me some of the awesome pictures that you take so I can see how much fun everybody at Loudon is having. And that'll all be posted up on infieldgen.com under the Fan Central section. All right, well, thanks once again for tuning in tonight, and we will get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, you guys have a great week, and I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. I'll see you there. Good night.